That's lovely. Can you hear me there? I'll have to speak up, won't I? Do you know, my feet are killing me. Do you mind? Right. I think the important thing is that actually three people have received awards this year from the Palace. My MBE, another MBE for a colleague, and also an OBE for my friend Dr. Stephen Whittle. The important thing about these awards is not that they're rewarding... Yes, please, yeah. Not that they're rewarding us for being thoroughly good trannies, but actually I think they're a recognition for all transsexual people in the UK, because they're a recognition that actually caring about trans people and working for trans people for 13 years is actually something worth rewarding, and that in itself reflects on the people we're being rewarded for. But actually I'm here to speak about three M words. The first M word is marriage. I think that follows on from Ben. 2 weeks ago this afternoon, about this time of the afternoon actually, I attended a very important marriage. It was the marriage of Stephen and Sarah. Stephen, my colleague, and Sarah, his partner, who've been waiting for 26 years to get married. And 2 weeks ago, they did. This is one of the first benefits, dividends from the Gender Recognition Act. 1 year ago, I stood on this stage and it had just been passed. Now 400 trans people have got their legal recognition. They can go ahead and get married too. And we all look forward to December, when so many of you can as well. But actually, it's not all joy from that point of view, because just as so many people are looking forward to that, there are about 200 transsexual people who actually stayed married through their transition, and who, because of that, have to make an awful choice. They have to make the choice between whether to be able to pick up their human right to be recognised for who they are, or to be married. If they want their human rights, they have to get divorced. If they want to stay married, they can't have their human rights. Now, that is the direct product of the ridiculous situation that creates two tiers of recognition for partnerships in this country, marriage and civil partnership. That is a ridiculous result of caving in to right-wing and extremist Christians. There were two other M words. I'd better hurry up. One of them is the media. They still give us hell. And every time you're invited to laugh at trans people by somebody who's looking for a quick laugh, then please remember that, because next week that same laugh will be directed at some poor sod who's just transitioning at the local supermarket, and it happens. My third point, my third M, is about medicine. Now, many of you are too young to remember that once upon a time, if you were gay or a lesbian, you were considered to be mentally ill. The psychiatric profession finally gave up on gay and lesbian people in 1987. It hasn't given up on trans people. They turned on us instead. In order to actually have medical treatment, people like myself have to submit to accepting a medical label, a stigmatizing mental illness label. Well, I'm not mad, but I'm fucking furious. So that's our battle in the years ahead. It's the new defining battle for trans people, because we've got the Gender Recognition Act. We can have our legal recognition, but now we go on and complete our recognition as people, and not to have to be turned into medical freaks in order to do so. Thank you very much. Thank you, Christine Burns.
Oh, did you see that? She didn't have her shoes on. She's the Just Stone of the trans rights movement.
I know.